Jeremiah chapter 32. The word that came to Jeremias from the Lord in the 10th year of Sedecius king of Judah. The same is 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar. At that time the army of the king of Babylon besieged Jerusalem. And Jeremias the prophet was shut up in the court of the prison, which was in the house of the king of Judah. For Sedecius king of Judah had shut him up, saying, Why dost thou prophesy? Saying, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall take it. And Sedecius king of Judah shall not escape out of the hand of the Chaldeans, but he shall be delivered into the hands of the king of Babylon, and he shall speak to him mouth to mouth, and his eyes shall see his eyes, and he shall lead Sedecius to Babylon, and he shall be there till I visit him, saith the Lord. But if you will fight against the Chaldeans, you shall have no success. And Jeremias said, The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Behold, Hanamel the son of Salem thy cousin shall come to thee, saying, Buy thee my field, which is in Anathoth, for it is thy right to buy it. Being a kin, and Hanamel my uncle's son came to me, according to the word of the to the entry of the prison, and said me, Buy my held, which is in the land of Benjamin, for the right of inheritance is sin's, and thou art next of kin to possess it. And I understood this was the word of the Lord, and I bought the held of my uncle's son, that is in Anathoth, and I weighed him the money, 7 staters, and 10 pieces of silver, and I wrote it in a book and sealed it, and took witnesses, and I weighed him the money in the balances, and I took the deed of the purchase that was sealed, and the stipulations, and the ratifications with the seals that were on the outside. And I gave the deed of the purchase to Barak the son of Neri the son of Majas in the sight of Hanamel my uncle's son, in the presence of the witnesses that subscribed the book of the purchase, and before all the Jews that sat in the court of the prison. And I charged Barak before them, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts the God of Israel, Take these writings, this deed of the purchase that is sealed up, and this deed that is open, and put them in an earthen vessel, that they may continue many days. For thus saith the Lord of hosts the God of Israel, Houses, and fields, and vineyards shall be possessed again in this land. And after I had delivered the deed of purchase to Barak the son of Neri, I prayed to the Lord, saying, Alas, 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 O Lord God, behold thou hast made heaven and earth by thy great power, and thy stretched out arm, no word shall be hard to thee. Thou shewest mercy unto thousands, and returnest the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. O most mighty, great, and powerful, the Lord of hosts is thy name, great in counsel and incomprehensible in thought, whose eyes are open upon all the ways of the children of Adam, to render unto every one according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his devices, who hast set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, even until this day, and in Israel, and amongst men, and hast made thee a name as at this day, and hast brought forth thy people Israel, out of the land of Egypt with signs, and with wonders, and with a strong hand, and a stretched out arm, and with great terror, and hast given them this land which thou didst swear to their fathers, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, and they came in and possessed it. But they obeyed not thy voice, and they walked not in thy law, and they did not any of those things that thou didst command them to do, and all these evils are come upon them. Behold, works are built up against the city to take it, and the city is given into the hands of the Chaldeans, who fight against it, by the sword, and the famine, and the pestilence, and what thou hast spoken, is all come to pass, as thou thyself seest, and sayest thou to me, O Lord God, buy a field for money, and take witnesses, whereas the city is given into the hands of the Chaldeans. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremias, saying, Behold, I am the Lord the God of all flesh, shall anything be hard for me? Therefore thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will deliver this city into the hands of the Chaldeans, and into the hands of the king of Babylon, and they shall take it. And the Chaldeans that fight against this city shall come and set it on fire, and burn it, with the houses upon whose roofs they offered sacrifice to Baal, and poured out drink offerings to strange gods, to provoke me to wrath, for the children of Israel, and the children of Judah have continually done evil in my eyes from their youth. The children of Israel who even till now provoke me with the work of their hands, saith the Lord. For this city hath been to me a provocation and indignation from the day that they built it, until this day, in which it shall be taken out of my sight, because of all the evil of the children of Israel, and of the children of Judah, which they have done, provoking me to wrath, they and their kings, their princes, and their priests, and their prophets, the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and they have turned their backs to me, and not their faces, when I taught them early in the morning, and instructed them, and they would not hearken to receive instruction, and they have set their idols in the house, in which my name is called upon, to defile it, and they have built the high places of Baal, which are in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to consecrate their sons and their daughters to Moloch, which I commanded them not, neither entered it into my heart, that they should do this abomination, and cause Judah to sin. And now, therefore, thus saith the Lord the God of Israel to this city, whereof you say that it shall be delivered into the hands of the king of Babylon, by the sword, and by famine, and by pestilence. Behold, I will gather them together out of all the lands to which I have cast them out in my anger, and in my wrath, and in my great indignation, and I will bring them again into this place, and will cause them to dwell securely, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, and I will give them one heart, and one way, that they may fear me all days, and that it may be well with them, and with their children after them, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them, and will not cease to do them good, and I will give my fear in their heart, that they may not revolt from me, and I will rejoice over them, when I shall do them good, and I will plant them in this land in truth, with my whole heart, and with all my soul, for thus saith the Lord, as I have brought upon this people all this great evil, so will I bring upon them all the good that I now speak to them, and fields shall be purchased in this land, whereof you say that it is desolate, because there remaineth neither man nor beast, and it is given into the hands of the Chaldeans. Fields shall be bought for money, and deeds shall be written, and sealed, and witnesses shall be taken, in the land of Benjamin, and round about Jerusalem, in the cities of Judah, and in the cities on the mountains, and in the cities of the plains, and in the cities that are towards the south, for I will bring their captivity, saith the Lord.